When I joined in 1985, we did a 14-week training course, and we left here, Southwark Training Centre, and then we went into the operational environment on a station, and then it was a question in those days of passing some exams, and then you became what was known as a qualified firefighter.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, again, training, I think, is roughly about that same time period. I think it's about 80 days. And then now we're in the process of where people have development records, so you would evidence what you do against your role map, and if the evidence is good enough, you'll get signed off, and you then progress, and that's pretty much how you progress then through the ranks with a sort of a selection process, and then development, and then you get signed off as a what's known as a substantive station manager, for example.
Do you have any advice for anyone out there who wants to be a firefighter?
I think someone who's not in the fire service now who wants to join, it's harder, I would suggest, now these days, simply because the number of people applying for every job is in the hundreds. Yeah. So the selection process, they can be quite selective, for want of a better word. And so anything that you've done that you can bring to the party, that you show what skills you've got, and especially any work that you've done outside with the community, that would be advantageous, I would suggest.